Amen. Will you turn with me to the book of Hebrews? Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 25. We leave already. Say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Wasn't that good singing tonight? Amen. I thank God for it. I appreciate all these that, amen, fill our choir up every Sunday morning and Sunday night, and then our special singers that God has blessed us with. And it all goes into the ingredients to have a good service. Amen. It takes it. Amen. So you pray for us tonight that we'll be able to get out of something in the body and get present with the Lord. Amen. We're tired tonight. Amen. It's been a long weekend. It feels like I've been in a whirlwind all weekend. Can't get off. Amen. We had a big tournament yesterday morning, and I had to get it going. And then we had a parent conference meeting at 1 o'clock. I had to teach it. And then at 3 o'clock, I had a funeral in Rome, and then we've had the grandkids all weekend, and it's just been like you on a merry-go-round. Sooner or later, we just go unplug it. Amen. Amen. But you pray for us tonight. Hebrews chapter number 10 and verse number 25. Amen. It said, not forsaking. Amen. That's a big word right there. Not forsaking. Amen. That means don't leave it out. Amen. That means just exactly what it says. You don't leave it out. Amen. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, supporting one another, and so much more as you see that day soon approaching. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way tonight, and I'd be able, Lord, to get over on the holy ground. God, I pray, Lord, someone somewhere, Lord, it will be a help, Lord, a long life's way tonight, Lord, we ask God that you continue to bless our church, touch those that are homesick tonight, Lord, not able to be here, Lord, that are listening by radio or internet or some other way, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll just allow them to feel the touch of the Master's strong hand, Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name, and we humbly pray, amen. And amen. Very familiar scripture tonight. Never that we hear quoted a lot of times. Not forsaking yourselves. Listen, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. Listen, and so much more as you see that day soon approaching. Amen. Neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on tonight, I'd never be on this right here. Church is a big deal. Amen. Church is a big deal. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight we're living in a society today that does not see the value of attending church on a regular basis. Neighbor, tonight, listen, we're living in a time where they I don't see it necessary to raise these young people up in the house of God. And I believe that's why you see the morals, the respect, listen, the responsibility. I'm never going down the drain tonight. Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I got most of my learning tonight from the house of God. Amen. Neighbor, tonight, we're living in a time where it's an entertainment world. Neighbor, they want to be entertained. Amen. They love a feel-good story. Neighbor, tonight, listen, they want somebody somewhere. Neighbor, like you buy tickets to and go in and you put on a show. Neighbor, that's what the world is searching for tonight. Listen, out of old-fashioned preaching, singing, shouting. Neighbor, listen tonight. Neighbor, a lot of people that is gone by the wayside. Neighbor, tonight, but I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Listen, for me and my personal life, listen, the house of God is a vital part of my life. Listen, just like my heartbeat just like the blood that flows, just like my work, just like my family. Listen, church, tonight is a big deal. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Listen, I thought about this. That entertainment society tonight, it has replaced spirit-filled worship. Amen. Now we think we've done gotten to the place we can work it down, or listen, neighbor, make it a bit louder, or something like that, and it becomes entertainment, but it is not worship. Amen. Listen, the Bible said if we're going to worship Him, we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Tonight, listen, the importance. Listen, neighbor, tonight, we, listen, neighbor, like I said, entertainment tonight that is replaced the need for worship. Amen. Time in their lives. I mean, you look at this society that we're living in today. Listen, people treat Sunday just like any other day. Listen, neighbor, tonight, it's not valued as anything. Amen. It's just another day added to the weekend. Tonight, but I want us to understand, listen, neighbor, tonight, if there's ever been a time, neighbor, we need to teach our children and teach our grandchildren the value. Listen, how valuable, listen, going to the house of God is, neighbor, to get our, listen, that we need tonight. Listen, neighbor, I thought about this. Listen, I know there's no perfect churches tonight. Amen. But the reason is there's no perfect Christians. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Amen. Listen, tonight. I thought about what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 22 and verse number 6. Proverbs 22 and verse number 6 tonight. Amen. Listen, talking about, amen, church is a big deal. Amen. Neighbor, tonight. Amen. We see these things in the world. Neighbor, when the World Series comes, society makes it a big deal. Neighbor, when the Super Bowl comes, people make it a big deal. Listen, neighbor, I don't know about you. Listen, but around Thursday night, I start thinking about Sunday morning. And to me, it's a big deal. Yes, sir. Amen. Listen, not just something to waste time, just something to take up time. Listen, that's the reason tonight that He said, don't forsake ourselves. Listen, in the manner of some is today, when it comes to the house of the Lord. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Amen. The Bible says here in Proverbs 22 and verse number 6, the Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go, or he should go. And when he is old, he will not, amen, depart from it. Neighbor, tonight, where is that child going to get that training? Amen. Do you think the world tonight is going to teach our children the need to go to church? Do you think the world tonight is going to teach them, amen, the need to even be saved and be born again? He said to train a child up. Amen. I'm going to tell you where we get that training is when we bring our kids out of Sunday school and 11 o'clock and Sunday night and Wednesday night and vacation Bible school. Amen. That's why I look at it like it's a big deal, because it's an opportunity to train and to teach, amen, the next generation how good God is tonight. Amen. He said, train up a child in the way they should go. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight, it's just, if we'll do that tonight, it's just like tying your shoe. Amen. When I first learned how to tie my shoe, amen, it was about 3 weeks ago. Listen, neighbor, now we, some of y'all get that later. Anyway, when I first learned how to tie my shoe, it was a struggle. Amen. Man, it just didn't make no sense. And now you got shoes don't even have ties on them no more. But listen, anyway, man, you work with it. Your mama would work with you and try to train you how to tie that shoe. Amen. I listen to a neighbor tonight, but now I'm 52 years old. Listen, it's just second nature, amen. I listen now my problem's not tying my shoe, it's getting my foot up there to try tied, amen. That's my problem now. I listen, neighbor, y'all got the same problem, ain't you, amen. I listen, neighbor, but I'm saying it's just second nature. And that's the same way, Sister Carolyn, if we'll teach our children, hey, listen, neighbor, what the Bible says and what the importance of God's house is. Our neighbor, when they get older, and they get married and they get out on their own, I guess what, all that training that you taught within them, it begins to come back. Amen. Listen, neighbor, on Sunday morning, Sunday night, I listen, neighbor, the Bible said it will train up a child in the way they should go, and when he is old, he said they will not depart from it. It's in there, amen. And when it's in there, it'll come out, amen. So where do we get that training tonight? We get it from the house of God. Church is a big deal. Church is a big deal. Let's look at Romans chapter number 10. I know I haven't got into number 1 yet, but look at Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 17, talking about training. Now, listen what he says right here. He says, so then faith, preached that this morning, didn't I? Amen. Listen, so then faith cometh by what? By hearing. I listen, neighbor, and hearing by the word of God. Where are they going to hear it at tonight? Do you think the TV shows that we have today is going to let them hear about God? Do you think the radio stations today, thank God we've got a good gospel station here, but 99.9% of them, I listen, they play this junk. I listen that you don't even know what they're saying. I listen, neighbor. So where do we go? Where do we go for our children and our grandchildren to hear the word of God preached, that we can take them and they can hear the word of God taught? I listen, neighbor, tonight. The world ain't going to do it. Our society ain't going to do it. We got to bring them to God's house in order to hear the preaching of God's word. Amen. You agree with me with that? Amen. This is where you hear. This is where you hear the preaching of God's word. Listen, that I take it of vital importance. Amen. Listen, it worries me. Amen. I get in pain and anguish sometimes. Listen, neighbor, trying to come up with something to preach. Listen, I could just pull something out of a Sears and Roebuck catalog if they had them. I listen, neighbor, but I pray and I say, God, you lay something on my heart. I listen, I don't know what Olivia's going through or Sister Peggy's going through, but God, you do, and you give me something that's going to help them along life's way. That's what we need to teach our families, that if they need help, they'll find it in the house of God, because the house of God is a big deal. Amen. Going to church is a big deal. They don't understand that. I have a lot of people tell me, and I know society is changing today. They'll say, I don't understand why y'all got to have 2 services on Sunday morning. Amen. I tell them we have such a big crowd, we can't get them all in. But they ask, they say, why? Why do you have 2 services? I just don't understand. That one ought to be enough. And that's the way society thinks today. Well, I'll just go and I'll just make an appearance and that's good enough. That's good enough. I don't know about you, but I need to be here every time the doors open. Amen. Why? Because I'm still training. I'm still learning. I need to still hear what thus said the word of God. I listen every night. Amen. Listen, when I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I became an adult, I put away those childish sayings. I need the meat of the word. I need somewhere how to teach me and tell me, and listen, neighbor, about Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. Amen. Church is a big deal. Amen. I was talking to Maggie's softball coach the other day. She's still here, ain't she? I don't want to make her. I don't embarrass you, baby, when I call your name, does it? Good. I was talking to Maggie's softball coach the other day, He actually works for me, and so he can't say much. But anyway, he said, well, we had practice the other day. And he said, Maggie was there and said, she can't even practice on Wednesday. He said, she was worried she's going to miss church. So that's all that's on her mind is going to church. And I said, boy, that's good. That's the way I'm training them. Amen. Amen. Ain't that good? Amen. Maggie, that's a good testimony right there. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Listen, neighbor, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's missing in society today. Listen, neighbor, is that desire. Listen, if people's going to give up anything today, they'll give up going to church. Amen. Amen. They really will. If anything's got to go in their busy schedule, they're going to mark church off. Amen. Well, see, I'm just the opposite. I'm just like Sister Maggie back here. Amen. My desire is to be in the house of God. All these other things that we enjoy doing, all these other things that we like to do, they'll fall in place if we'll put God first. I listen, what did he say this morning? Didn't I read that scripture this morning? It said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you. I listen, neighbor. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know about you tonight, but I still believe that church is the big deal. Amen. I still believe church is a big deal. Amen. Man, I got to get to number one, or we'll be here all night. Listen, number one tonight, not only church is a big deal, because number one tonight, because it's a place of worship. It's a place of worship. Listen, every night where your eyes are off the world and the things of the world and on God. Listen, everybody, and his goodness. When we enter God's house, you enter to refresh your soul. I know you listen, everybody. I know tonight you don't have to go to church. I know you don't have to go to church. Amen. But I also know tonight you don't have to go to a restaurant to eat, but it's a good place to go to eat. Amen. Listen, every night, that's what I'm talking about. We go to the house of God, listen, every night, to worship him. Like that song I sing a lot of times, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. All is vain unless the Spirit come down. I don't know about you, but just as much as I need that meal, I need that meal spiritually tonight. It's important that we got a place that we can set aside. Now, I know we can worship going down the road. I can worship at home. I can worship in my car. But there's just something about coming to 191 Clarkwood Road and pulling up on this hill and walking in this church and hear these singers begin to sing and these teachers begin to teach and the power of God began to fall. And there's just something about that I still think it's a big deal. I still think going to church is a big deal. Amen. Why? Because it's a place of worship. It's a place of worship that we can go and we can just forget about everything. Amen. Just rest, relax. Amen. Enjoy your salvation. See, a lot of people think coming to church is your works. That's not your work. Your works is what you do after church outside. But we get rewarded when we come in to worship him. Amen. But let me get this though. We don't come to church just to be rewarded. Right. Understand that now. We don't come to church just to be rewarded. We come to church to honor and to praise him. Amen. And listen to what he said right here in his blessed book. He said, if I be lifted up, talking about worship, he said, if I be lifted up, Brother Wayne Kinsley said, I'll draw all men unto him. Ain't that good tonight? Listen, every night, all we got to do is just come and worship him and love him and brag on him and talk about him and I thank him for what he's done and what he's going to do. I don't know about you tonight, but I still believe church is a big deal. I still believe church is a big deal, don't you? Amen. I still believe church is a big deal. I look forward to going. Amen. I look forward to going to the house of God because it's a place of worship that we can refresh my spiritual man. Just as my natural man, as I said when we first got started, just as my natural man gets tired, and we all get there. Amen. Ethan asked me today, he said, are you going back to sleep? I said, well, I'm going to try to. Amen. Our bodies need rest. Our bodies need the rest. Listen, our spiritual man tonight, it needs spiritual feeding. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been spiritually hungry? Have you ever been spiritually hungry? I'm talking about you go to the house of God. Listen, there's been times in my life. I'm just going to sit down tonight. Is that okay? I've seen Charles Stanley does it. But tonight, there's been times in my life that I went to church and just still busy. Something's missing. That'd be like me going over Brother Wayne and Sister Wanda's house and them say, can you and Lisa come over for supper next week? And I say, sure we can. Amen. And we go over to their house and we sit down and we just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Then all of a sudden Brother Wayne says, well, it was good to have y'all. I want y'all to come back. We're going to do this again. I'd get in the car and I'd tell Lisa, it was good to see them, but something was missing. Amen. Sometimes that's the way we feel about coming to God's house. I come to God's house, Brother Wayne, you know why? Because I want to be fed. Man, I want some food on the table. Amen. Listen, everybody, that's the way when you come to hear me preach, you want some food on the table. Amen. You want something you can take back home with you. That's something that's going to help you. That's something that's going to give you strength. That's something down the road. That's why I still think going to God's house is a big deal. I still think it's a big deal. Don't you, Brother Matt? I still think it's a big deal. Amen. Why? Because it's a place of worship. It's a place of worship. Listen, neighbor, night number two. Not only is it a place of worship tonight, but I think going to God's house is a big deal because it's a place of working together. It's a place of working together. I'll work, I'll pray, I'll labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. Becoming part of a church family. Becoming part of a church family that prays together, that bears one another's burdens. Amen. Listen, and you think about this tonight. If you had a tragedy in your life, you had a bad day, something's going wrong. Amen. Who are you going to call to pray for you? Amen. Who are you going to call at the midnight hour? Amen. You're going to call that family member, amen, that goes to the house of God. Amen. Listen, you go down here to Dollar General and stand on the corner all day and tell them, somebody pray for me. They'll just look at you like you're crazy. But man, ain't it good to know that when somebody calls me or texts me and we get that call, I know I've been having some issues with a voice call last couple of weekends, but listen, when you get that text message, man, somebody needs prayer. Ain't it good to know that just the moment that goes out, that listen, all of a sudden you've got that peaceful feeling inside, somebody prayed for me. Somebody pray for me. That's what going to God's house is, that we become a family, united together, amen, in a like mind. That's what it says. When we join the Baptist church, we're joining of a like-minded faith, amen. Listen, amen, working together, listen, to see souls saved and labor while we're here. He said to work while it's day, for nighttime coming when no man shall work. I still believe that going to God's house is a big deal because it gives us an opportunity. I listen, neighbor, a place of working together. Amen. Amen. Becoming part of a church family. Becoming part of a church family. I love our church because we're a family. We're a family. If I call Brother Junior and I say, Brother Junior, I need you, it's not just a stranger calling or somebody that they work together, but it's a family member. It's a family, and that's the way I look at it. When you call and you need prayer, I look at it as one of my family members that's calling. And it's just as important as the blood family that I have. You're just that much important to me too. because we're a family. We're united together working for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Amen. I still believe going to God's house is a big deal. I still believe going to God's house is a big deal. Church is a big deal. It's a place of worship. It's a place of working together. Put Hebrews 10, verse number 25 back up for me, if you will, please. I listen every night. I want us to look at that one more time. And now that we're into the sermon tonight, a place of working together. Look at what he says right here. I listen. He said, not forsaking. In other words, don't abandon. Don't jump ship. Don't jump ship. Stay with the boat. Stay with it. Keep roaring. Keep pressing on. Keep pushing on. He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. Amen. That's what we're doing. We're exhorting one another. And so much more. He said, listen right here. He said, hey, and so much more. So much more. As you see that day approaching. Would you agree with me that the day's approaching? Yeah. Would you agree with me that we're living in the last days? Yeah. Yeah. That you know, you, according to the scriptures and looking at all the signs that's pointing toward, this thing's just about wrapping up time. So in other words, he's wanting to do more of this today than he did 2,000 years ago when he wrote it. Amen. So I still believe church is a big deal. I still believe church is a big deal. It's a place of worship. It's a place of working together. It's like all the activities that we have. We have to come together. We have to come together to get things done and get things accomplished. That the end goal, listen, neighbor, when we've done all these additions and we've done all these things and we sold meals and we've done all these things to be able to have it, that's working together. That's working together. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. A church that works together constantly is a church that'll stay together. Amen. Why? Because I'm going to tell you something. I've learned this. When you work with someone, you become close by them. You become close. You become part of the family. You become part of the family of God. I still believe going to God's house, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Amen. It's a place of worship. It's a place of working together. And then number three tonight, it's a place of welcoming. It's a place of welcoming. In other words tonight, it's a place of belonging. That's what the world is searching for tonight. They're wanting to find a place that they belong. They want to find a place that it feels like home. Amen. And that's what God's house is tonight. It's where we all belong. Everybody ought to belong to the family of God. Amen. We're still part of that family. A place of welcoming. You know, we ought to be a welcome church tonight. When we see visitors come in, man, we ought to try to go to them. Now, you don't go to them and say, now, who are you? Amen. Now, that don't get it. But let's welcome and say, you know what? Sure is glad to have you. Amen. We're glad to have you with us today. Man, because that's the worst thing in the world you can do. Is go to the house of God somewhere and you don't feel welcome. You don't feel welcome. You feel like a fish out of water. You feel like a stranger or something like that. God's house ain't supposed to be that way, Brother Wayne. We ought to be able to go to any church on any Sunday, on any given Sunday, and go in and worship there and feel just as welcome as we do there as we do anywhere else. But it's not that way. It's not that way. There's people today, listen, they've got their four and no more, and they don't want nobody else. People come in, people ignore them. People look at them like they got the plague. Amen. But we're supposed to be a welcoming. That's why I still believe God's house and church is still a big deal. Church is still a big deal in my life. That's the only thing I've known. I've been in it ever since I was born. I've been in or around church my whole life. Church is a big deal. How important is this church to you? Is it a big deal to you? It ought to be. It ought to be because it's every part of it. You're a part of it. Amen. You're either part of the success, or you'll be part of the reason that we can't grow. But we're to be a welcoming church. We're to be a welcoming church. Church is, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Why? Because it's our place of worship. It's our place of working together. And most of all tonight, it's a place of welcoming that we can come in and see. Amen. Ain't it good when we come in and we don't have these virus things going around and we can fellowship together? But, you know, ain't it good that we can come and just see each other? Amen. Just see each other. I think, I don't know about you, but I don't forget you when I leave here tonight. It ain't like when I leave and get my car. So, you know what? I wouldn't think nothing about that bunch till Wednesday night or next Sunday. But you know what? I think about you. I wonder, are they doing okay? Amen. When I see sirens going down the road, and I don't want it to be anybody, but I sure don't want it to be nobody that's involved in our church. And I'll say, Lord, please don't let that be nobody from our church. Pray that everybody's okay. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. This church is constantly, you can ask my wife, this church is constantly on my mind 24 hours a day. It is. It's constantly. I'm either worried about it, worried about this, or worried about that, and making sure that everything's going according to the way God wants it. I worry. Amen. I told him yesterday, the gentleman that passed away, Brother Scotty, there, that I was his pastor. I told them he was one of the most humblest men. When I'd be preaching, he'd just have tears coming down his face. And I told them, I said, this is what I told him. I said, if every church member I had was just like him, I'd still be blackheaded. Amen. Some of y'all get that. But I worry. I do. I spend a lot of time worrying. And I preached on faith this morning. I still worry. But going to church to me, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Because we're all part of that family of God. But we love you tonight. Brother Robbie, come on. I'm done, son. Amen. Page 44. Let us all stand. Is church still a big deal to you? If it's not, I'd come and I'd say, Lord, I need that spark. I need that on the inside, that fire that burns within my bones. That's what I need tonight.